Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting second. The center fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Wade. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jake Wade. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine strikes out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Salters moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky bunts towards the mound. Wade fields it and throws to first for the out. Salters moves to third. Averill moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is walked intentionally. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salters scores. Averill scores. Pitlock moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Yurk reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Yurk moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yurk scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-0 in the game. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner bunts towards third. Ross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trotsky moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. Keltner moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner scores. Pitlock moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. York takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Fox reaches second base with a double. York moves to third. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White pinch hits for Jake Wade. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Boots Poffenberger now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Trotsky hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Allen bunts towards third. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Poffenberger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. 1 out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salters moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Salters scores. Averill moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. York fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Pete pinch hits for Boots Poffenberger. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is called out on strikes. 1 out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive towards first. Trosky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got 3 RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 4 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards second. Geringer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. 1 out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. York hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geringer moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Campbell strikes out. 1 out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Walker. Averill reaches second base with a double. Soltis goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Harry Eisenstadt. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields the ball and throws to Allen covering. Safe. Lobbs moves to third. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Lobbs scores. 2 outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Walker steals second. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-4 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.